This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, we all know the virtues of these blessed days, where our deeds are multiplied and magnified. We know that the Prophet ﷺ said that there are no days in which good deeds done during them are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all wish we could have gone to Hajj this year. When we see all the Facebook posts by family, friends, and community members talking about leaving for Hajj, we wish we could have gone too. Why? Because we know the great reward. What if I tell you that our beloved Prophet ﷺ thought about us? He thought about the people who are left behind, those who couldn't go for Hajj. He ﷺ left us with 5 actions that are equal to the reward of Hajj, inshaAllah. And they are all things that we can do. Number 1, reciting the dhikr after our prayers. So the poor immigrants came to the Prophet ﷺ and said that the wealthy people have gone with the highest ranks and lasting bliss. He ﷺ asked, "How is that?" They replied, "They offer the salah as we offer it. They observe the siyam, the fasts, as we do. But in addition to that, they perform Hajj and Umrah, they go for jihad, and they spend in charity, but we cannot do that. And they free slaves, but we are unable to do so." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I not teach you of something with which you may be overtaken?" The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I not teach you of something with which you may overtake those who surpass you, and with which you may surpass those who will come after you, and that none will excel you unless they do which you do?" They said, "Yes, please, Ya Rasulullah, tell us." He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "You should recite Tasbih, Subhanallah, Takbir, Allahu Akbar, and Tahmid, Alhamdulillah, 33 times after each salah." Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous. We can gain this great reward by spending 3 minutes after salah 5 times a day, every day for the rest of our lives. Number 2, praying fajr and waiting until the sun rises. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever prays fajr in congregation, then sits remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the sun rises, then prays 2 units of prayer, he has a complete reward of Hajj and Umrah." Number 3, praying in congregation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever walks to perform an obligatory prayer in congregation, it is like Hajj in terms of reward. And whoever walks to perform a voluntary prayer, it is like a voluntary Umrah in terms of reward." And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, "If any one of you goes out of his house after performing wudu for the prescribed prayer in congregation, his reward will be like that of one who goes for Hajj." Number 4, attending a khatira or a halaqa or a circle of dhikr and knowledge. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever goes to the mosque, to the masjid, not desiring anything except to learn or teach what is good, has the reward of a pilgrim who completed his Hajj." And last but not least, number 5, dua. The Prophet ﷺ said, "There is no believing servant who supplicates for his brother behind his back, except that the angels say, 'And the same be for you too.'" So let's make dua for our brothers and sisters who went to Hajj, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts and rewards them immensely. And inshallah, the angels will make dua for us too. And I want you guys to remember, these are all hadith sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In Surah An-Najm, Allah says, "وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ." He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, does not speak from his own desires. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It is only a revelation revealed. So inshallah, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to implement these five amazing opportunities and gives us the strength to overcome shaitan, because he is going to try to get us to miss out on this great reward. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to give us strength and to accept from us all. Ameen.